Hello there. This is Evangelist Timothy Groover coming to you yet again with another edition of the Word of the King. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power, and who may say unto him, what doest thou? Today in the Word of the King, we're going to seek, as always, to exalt the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the truth of the living God is contained in the King James Bible. Today we are going to be discussing Islam, sodomy, or what's known as homosexuality today. God calls it sodomy. Abortion. That's Islam, sodomy, abortion, the deadly trio to the United States of America. Before we get started today, I'd just like to have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as we consider this matter of Islam, sodomy, homosexuality, abortion, the deadly trio to the United States of America, Lord God, it is with, again, great sorrow and heaviness of heart, Lord God, that we lament the overturning of the Defense of Marriage Act. But again, dear God, there was a time in this country where we didn't need a Defense of Marriage Act because people knew what marriage was. Thanks to the abominations of Sodom seeking to brainwash our youth, dear Lord God, needless to say, we are in a dire strait, dear Lord God, here in the United States of America, and with the sin of abortion, which is nothing more than murder. Innocent blood has been shed, they estimate, around just over 56 million since the coming into effect of Roe versus Wade. Though we give you thanks, dear God, that there's been much of an awakening, dear God, to the reality of abortion and just how much it is murder. Though there are still those, dear God, hiding behind the bushes, dear God, too afraid to take a stand, dear God, for the unborn. Pray we convict them sore, dear God, and as we consider Islam, dear God, and how sodomy, homosexuality, abortion, the pro-choice agenda, all play into the Islamic jihadist, conquer the rule for their false god, Allah, philosophy. Dear God, tremble with fear before you, dear God, in godly sorrow, to repentance that worketh salvation, not to be repented of, and help your people to repent, dear God, where we need to repent and humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways, for we know that judgment must begin at the house of God. For it's in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord that I pray and give thanks. Amen. Start off here in the Word of the King. Proverbs chapter 5. Verses 21 through 23, it is written, for the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. Verse 22, his own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. Verse 23, he, speaking of the wicked, shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. Now, when we consider, his own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, consider, again, for those of you who may be ignorant, the nature of the religion of Islam. Islam has a principle that is known as jihad, holy war. And the purpose of jihad, the purpose of holy war, is to conquer the entire world for this god that they call Allah. And again, he's a false god. He's not the true God of heaven and earth. He has nothing in common with the God of the Bible. Nothing whatsoever. Now, as I mentioned in a past broadcast concerning President Barack Obama and understanding his religious, political, and social agenda, Barack Obama, again, he's not evolving, folks. The man is a Muslim. And the reason why he is so big on sodomy, homosexuality, though at the same time, in another breath, professing to be for the defense of marriage between a man and a woman, is because he's ultimately trumping the approval of sodomy, homosexuality among non-Muslims while upholding the concept of marriage between a man and a woman between Muslims. Because again, if you got Muslims procreating anywhere from 6 to 9 children per family, and keep in mind, polygamy is justified in the religion of Islam. Polygamy is one man having more than one wife. You figure, do the math. Those are a lot of kids. Anywhere from, up to 30 kids in some cases. When you figure the polygamy factor in. But then you got a bunch of non-Muslims engaging in sodomy, or what's known as homosexuality, not procreating. Because again, it's impossible for a homosexual and his partner or her partner to procreate. Take a hint, you who are listening. God made a male and female. God did not make Adam and Steve. He did not make Molly and Eve. He made Adam and Eve. If he wanted to approve of bisexuality, then he would have given Adam, Steve, and Eve. But he didn't do that. So take a hint. Again, when you got Muslims, sometimes with more than one wife, procreating, 69 children per family. And you got a bunch of non-Muslims not procreating in the name of sodomy, homosexuality. You're multiplying the Islamic population here in these United States of America and around the world, while all the while decreasing the population of non-Muslims. That plays right into their jihadist mentality and the jihadist agenda. Why, as long as non-Muslims aren't procreating, that's less non-Muslims for them to conquer for their false god Allah. You get my point? And then you got abortion, you got Planned Parenthood, you get pro-choice, and all you feminists, I think you were well-defined as feminazis once before, because last time I looked, the Nazis didn't have any problem throwing little Jewish children into the fires of Auschwitz and so forth, and it seems like you feminazis don't got any problem with giving the babies over to the fires of Molech in the name of your local Planned Parenthood and having their brains sucked out. But anyways, you got these Muslims. And again, another reason why Barack Obama, as a Muslim, is so big on abortion, which is murder, is because ultimately, as long as you don't have Muslims taking their babies to the abortion clinic, which they don't, you won't find a Muslim taking their child to the abortion clinic. Well, but you find plenty of non-Muslims doing it. Hey, for every non-Muslim that puts their non-Islamic infant to death in the name of abortion, repent, all murderers of their partner, lay which burneth with fire and brimstone, there is no second, there is the second death. And God says, all murderers shall have their part in that lake of fire. And God hates the hands of them that shed innocent blood, says in the book of Proverbs. He hates the hands of them. You can't separate the hands from the soul, my friend. You partake in the shedding of innocent blood, God hates you. And except you be born again, see the kingdom of God, will be forever a partaker of the kingdom of darkness, and the darkness which is reserved for the workers of iniquity. But, again, for every non-Muslim that goes and has their non-Islamic infant aborted these abortion clinics, you got the Muslim procreating. You consider the polygamy, the multiple wife factor, anywhere from up to 30 Islamic infants per family, or per unions, per se. And you can consider the polygamy factor in. Hey, again, that plays into the jihadist mentality and spirit and of the Islamic faith. Ultimately, my friends, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, these Islamic radicals you talk about, they are the ones that are living the book. They take the Quran for what it says literally, and they kill the infidel. And they do indeed believe in using the physical sword, as it were, to conquer this world for the one they call Allah, who again is in no way, shape, or form the true God of heaven and earth. He is indeed the moon god, and he is pagan at his core. And if you're listening, you're a Muslim and don't like it, too bad, you can turn the channel. Or if you're sympathetic to the lie of Islam and you don't like it, too bad, repent, turn the channel. I'm not about trying to tickle your ears. I'm trying about speaking the truth for the glory of God Almighty, his son, Jesus Christ, in this program. But this is one more reason why Islam, sodomy, and abortion is the deadly trio to the United States of America. Hey, this is what God means when he says, speaking of the wicked, his own iniquity shall take the wicked himself. You sodomites, you homosexuals, you feminazis out there who are all for killing these babies, you're setting your own trap. That's what you're doing. You're giving place to the very religion of Islam. That at the end of the day, if we had Sharia law tomorrow, you homosexuals, they would be the very ones killing you, though you're assisting them right now in their agenda. Again, you think us Bible-believing fundamentalists, as you call us, Christians, us Bible-believers, are so hard on you. As I've said recently, while I was out seeking to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ at the Philadelphia Equality Convention, if you think that, you go over to Saudi Arabia, you go over to Iran, you go over to any of these predominantly Islamic countries, and you try flaunting your abomination like you do over here in the United States of America, which, yes, was founded upon Bible principles. You try doing that over there in those predominantly Islamic countries in the Middle East, you'll get your head cut off. They'll kill you in a heartbeat. So don't give me this baloney about us Bible-believing Christians being so hard on you. As far as God's concerned, you got it too good, my can't say you're really much of a friend of mine if you believe in blaspheming my God, but so be it. Proverbs 14, verse 34. Though righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Yes, United States of America, righteousness once exalted you, but sin has become a reproach to you. You who sit in churches and in the name of Christ try to justify Islam or what that reprobate Rick Warren, I was told, now defines as Chrislam. You make God sick. Ditto for you who try to justify sodomy, homosexuality. You say, oh, but I know two lesbians who got their baby girl. And they seem so happy and so at peace. Yeah, tell me about it. The devil gives a false peace, you know, sinner. I suggest you wake up, get your head out of the sand. Start realizing there's a very real devil, and he knows how to give people a false sense of peace. And by the way, God also talks about their conscience being seared with a hot iron. Then it never dawned upon you that maybe the reason why those two lesbians seem so at peace with their little girl, who they're trying to make just like themselves, an abomination before God, then it never dawned upon you that maybe they're just have their conscience seared with a hot iron? Didn't it ever dawn upon you that maybe God, according to Romans 1, has just given them over to reprobate mind? And God's just letting them go their own way until at the last they lift up their eyes in hell? Don't feed me that nonsense of how they seem so at peace. Again, you make God sick. You want to justify abortion, murder, and in and from the womb, thinking that it somehow helps the woman? Why don't you go say that to that young lady, that woman out there who's on antidepressants because she's feeling so down and dirty by her own conscience, convicting her that she was a partaker in murder. And if you, feminazi, can go and have some child aborted and it don't bother you, I would say your conscience is seared with a hot iron. I would say you yourself are likely given over to a reprobate mind, and God's just going to let you go your own way until you lift up your eyes in hell. Proverbs 26, verse 27. It is written, whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. Oh. The Bible says the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Oh, Mr. Obama, going around trumpeting the whole world with his sodomite propaganda, and praise God for the leaders of Kenya and the leaders of Africa that stood up to him and said, no, Mr. Obama, we don't approve of your exalting and approving of the quote-unquote gay way. President of Kenya went so far as to stand up and tell Mr. Obama, no, we believe in and we fear God. We're not going to approve of what you call the gay way, Mr. Obama. Good for you, President of Kenya. Good for you, all you other leaders over there in Africa. Fact is, you got more guts than most people over here in the United States of America anymore. And that includes the people sitting in the pews. Pray for us if you're listening over there, any of you Kenyans and any of you Africans. Pray for us. Church in America needs revival, needs it desperately. Did it for the one in Canada. Oh, my. In England? Oh, my. He told the wicked is ensnared by the work of his own hands. Well, Justice Kennedy, referring to those who oppose homosexual gay marriage as enemies of the human race. Yes, he went so far as to say that those who oppose homosexual or gay marriage are enemies of the human race. I got a question for you, Justice Kennedy. How did you ever get here in the first place? If your mama or your daddy went the gay way, you wouldn't even be here to make such a stupid statement. Thank you very much. And all, Justice Scalia, I do applaud you for standing up and basically letting Mr. Kennedy know that his opinion, his stupid opinion, was out of place and not called for. Proverbs 15, verse 9, the way of the wicked is an abomination of the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Yes, Jesus, my friend, he's the only righteous way before the Lord of heaven and earth. He's the only straight and narrow way. All our ways are an abomination to God. Oh, and do you love him that followeth after righteousness? Hey, God loves him that follows after righteousness. Proof that you've passed from death unto life is that you love those who follow after righteousness. You love the brethren. Hey, as simple as this, if you don't love him that followeth after righteousness, and if you yourself don't follow after righteousness, then God don't love you. That's what Proverbs 15, verse 9 clearly states. We're told, foolish not, shall not stand in God's sight. He hates all workers of iniquity. Psalm 5, verse 5. Okay, you feminazis out there. It says right here, Islam considers the wife a sex object. Sure. Chapter 2, verses 2:23. Says, your wives are as a tilth, which means a field to be plowed unto you. So approach your tilth when or how you will. That's the Quran. Surah 2:23. Tell me, you feminazis, tell me, you women listening to this. I trust you want to be considered more than just a tilth. That's the way Islam looks at you women. And if Sharia law was to be here tomorrow, you feminazis, that's all you would be to men. Under the bondage of Islam and Sharia law, you would become nothing but tilth, a field to be plowed. Is that what you want? Or would you rather have the King James Bible way that tells a man he's loved you as Christ loved the church, and he's supposed to nourish you as he nourishes his own flesh or his own body? Basically, he's telling the husbands, there in Ephesians 5 of the King James Bible, treat the women the way you want to be treated. That's not the Islamic way, according to Sharia 2:23. According to Sharia 4, verse 144, non-Muslims cannot act as protectors to Muslims. Sharia 4, verse 144, O ye who believe, take not for friends protectors, unbelievers, rather than believers. Hey, Jesus Christ, he taught, love thy neighbor as thyself. Whether or not they were a follower of him, love thy neighbor as thyself. I'm going to go ahead here. It's midway point here in the Word of the King. This is Evangelist Tim Groover. Here is a song for you concerning the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Cross of Christ, O sacred tree, hide my sins and shelter me.
It is written, Colossians, chapter 1, starting in verse 17, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, speaking of his resurrection, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Verse 20, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. I'm told in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God,
Verse 24, therefore being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace he is saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, that any man should boast. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, that God hath received him from, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. John the Baptist and Jesus Christ both came, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is at hand. Are you a partaker of the kingdom of God today? If not already, may it be given unto you from heaven, to be born again and to see the kingdom of God, and to become as little children who inherit the kingdom of their heavenly Father. Again, Islam allows polygamy. A man may marry up to four wives at one time. It is written, Surah 4, verse 3. Marry women of your choice, two or three or four. Islam considers a wife a possession. Surah 3, verse 14. Fair in the eyes of men is the love of things they covet. Women and sons heaped up hordes of gold and silver, horses. Hey, you feminazis, you sodomites out there. Is that all you want to be considered? Is nothing more than a possession? If we had Sharia law here today and the Islamic way was the way here in America, that's exactly all you would be. Possession. But again, I repeat, you feminazis, you're playing into the hands with your homosexual agenda and with your pro-choice ways. You're playing into the hands of the Islamic Jihad, not only in the United States of America, but on the whole world. You're fools. You're fools. And all your pride, you're fools. That's what you are. Teaches. Muhammad teaches that women are harmful to men. In his one volume, it's recorded, Al-Bukhari. After me, I have not left any affliction more harmful to men than women. Muhammad teaches that women are lacking in mind and religion. I have not seen any more deficient in intelligence and religion than women. Al-Bukhari, volume 2, verse 5, 41. Well, is this what you want? Then you keep up with your sodomite, homosexual, abortion, pro-choice agenda, you wicked sinners. This is what you're giving place to. Islam teaches that a wife is subject to punishment by her husband. Beating a wife or abstaining from sexual relations with her is allowed. Well, how do you feminazis like that one? It is written, Surah 4, verse 34, as to those women on whose part ye fear disloyalty, in ill conduct, admonish them, refuse to share their beds, beat them. Surah 4, verse 34. My, 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 that's a far cry. Totally opposite of what the King James Bible says in Ephesians 5, when it says, husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Peter talks about how the man, the husband, is supposed to dwell with his wife according to knowledge. You don't find that in the Quran one bit. Oh, but you feminazis, you sodomites, you pro-choice reprobates, you would shun the King James Bible with all your hearts. And in doing so, with your sodomite, homosexual, pro-choice agenda, you would give place to a satanic religion that says you are willing to be beaten when you don't obey. It promotes female abuse for the glory of the one they call Allah. Is that what you want? I repeat, you're fools. You ought to fear God, turn from your wicked ways. Or else at the last, you're going to burn. You're going to burn with old Muhammad and his Islamic disciples who do not repent and do not receive the love of the truth along with everybody else, Muslim or not. Jesus said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. He that believeth on the Son, John the Baptist declared, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see light, but the wrath of God abideth upon him. Psalm. It is written in the book of Psalms that the wicked is ensnared by the very net which he laid. You reprobates, you're being ensnared by the very net that you're laying for the just in Jesus Christ. That's right, Church of God. Be not discouraged, but be bold as lions. Because at the last, you know the wicked would, as it says in the book of Psalms, Psalm 37, verse 35. I have seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a green bay tree. Though these wicked sinners would seek to spread themselves in power like a green bay tree, you who are a child of God, partakers of his kingdom, be not discouraged, because at the last you will see their fall. Psalm 37:32, it is written, the wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. Psalm 37:12. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. Verse 13 of Psalm 37. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Hey, all you sodomites, all you pro-choice, all you Islamic reprobates out there, and every single one of you listening to me, they're haters of Jesus Christ. God, he's laughing at you because he sees your day is coming. He said, you repent, you shall all likewise perish, even as Sodom and Gomorrah. God is not impressed with your religiosity. It is written, in turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example of those that should after live ungodly. This country is going to be turned into ashes before God Almighty because of its refusal to turn back to the God of the King James Bible who blessed it and made it great, but to go the way of lies. Psalm 36, verse 4. It is written, speaking of the wicked, he deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Yeah, you sodomites, you homosexuals, you devise mischief upon your bed. You're not satisfied unless you can lay down in your bed and think of one more little child that you can ever so wickedly prey upon and conform to your wicked, hellish image. Oh, you abortionist. Yeah, you can't sleep one bit, can you? Unless you devise mischief upon your bed and think about how you can get a little more money if you suck the brains out of another little child created in the fear of God. Yeah, you devise mischief upon your bed, you fornicators. All you fear not God, you set yourself in a way that is not good. For you abhor not evil, it's written in Psalm 36, verse 4. Psalm 36, verse 3. Oh, the words of his lips, speaking of the wicked, the words of his lips are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. It is written, righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. Yeah, sinner, your own wickedness is in the process of overthrowing you. You best turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and he will make you a priest and king unto the Most High God by faith in and of him alone. You'll be a part of that great priesthood. Spiritual kings, partakers of the kingdom of God, and sin shall no longer have dominion over you, nor shall any devil have dominion over you. You have the King of Kings and Lord of Lords as your commander and your king. He's worthy to be obeyed. Come unto Jesus. Repent ye and believe the gospel, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. It's written in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers, whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You are yourself in there, sinner. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? For there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Be ye reconciled unto God. Be ye reconciled unto God. Again, for it's not by works of righteousness we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. May it be given unto you from heaven to be born of the Spirit of God today and to have the Spirit of God in you. This is Timothy Gruber. This has been another edition of the Word of the King. God bless you and yours.